Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to worship the Lord with us as we sing and worship Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we greet you in Jesus' name and welcome you to this 30 minutes of singing and prayer and ministry from the Word of God. Worship, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. An outreach to someone that may be unsaved. I pray that you will worship with us and you will pray that God will use this ministry for the next few minutes and speak to some heart that doesn't know Him as their Savior. And today will be the day that they repent. We want to bless those that are sick. And we want to pray for them that the Lord will heal them and ease their suffering and pain. Many other requests that we could include. But by the time this service is over, we want you to know that you have been in the presence of the Lord. And we want God to know that He has been worshipped and praised to the extent of our ability. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Paul says, "Now that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, for our sufficiency is of God." Praise the Lord. Let's read it one more time. "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." We cannot eliminate the Lord Jesus Christ from our lives. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information in just a little while. From the Sing His Praise hymnal, here's a favorite of the church, "Come and Dine." Clap your hands and let's sing together. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Thank you.
Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble me. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, sing it with me now. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Well, many of the songs that we use on this broadcast, I label them as songs you just can't hardly quit singing, and that being one of them. Praise the Lord. We're going to have another one or two here in just a little while as the Lord permits. We want this broadcast to be subject to the leading of the Lord. We may plan the program, but if the Holy Spirit will lead us and intercept and lead us in a different direction, we want to follow His direction. It's not how always we plan it, but it's how He leads us and guides us. Because if He leads and guides, then the ministry will touch your heart. In the book of Acts 17:25 is our precious promise today. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's prepare our hearts. Let's join in prayer together. You pray there, I'll pray here. We'll all pray together. We'll lift up Jesus' name. Father, we're so thankful today that we can look at the Word of God. And Lord, we can be reassured through Paul's writing, through Luke's writing, that You did make the world and all things therein. We're thankful, Lord, that You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You don't dwell in temples made with hands. You're not worshipped with men's hands as though You needed anything. But, Lord, You give us life and breath and all things. Oh, our heart is flooded with rejoicing, and our hearts are flooded with praise and thanksgiving, Lord, for just a few words that speak so mightily and boldly and right to the point into our hearts. Help us, Lord, as we're Your people, to be a representative of Christ. Help us, Lord, to be a witness. Help us, Lord, to let our light so shine before men so they can see Your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Use each one in this service today, the saints of God that are praying with us now. Anoint them and use them through this day. And may this be a time, Lord, when many, many, many people realize that they need You as their Savior. Conviction grips their hearts. And Lord, they look to You. They kneel at an altar of prayer, or they pray somewhere, wherever they are, a prayer of repentance. I know, Lord, You're willing and ready to forgive them and set them free. Have Your way in our hearts and lives. Thank You, Lord, for everyone through prayer and finances and other means that help keep this broadcast going. Bless them, we pray, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed with us, worship with us now. Praise Him.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And He's just the same as His lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Let's praise him and sing it one more time. Worship now.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Why don't you just give him a praise? All right, page 352. Let's pick up the tempo. I would not be denied. Clap your hands and let's worship him together.
When pangs of death seized on my soul, and to the Lord I cried, till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. As Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord, and it stuck with a courage bold, I stood upon his word. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone and would not hear my prayer. But praise the Lord, the work is done, and Christ the Lord is here. I would not be denied. I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied.
One more time, sing it now.
I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for worshiping with us. Remember, we're here each weekend at the same time. And then through the week, there's daily 15-minute broadcasts Monday through Saturday. And if you can't get them on the radio, you can always go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online and then select the date that you want, and you can hear the broadcast and worship the Lord with us. And I know that's convenient for many, many people living busy lives. Some people just want to hear it again. And if you like it so well, you can even download the program and keep a copy of it. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you have something you'd like to share with the power of Pentecost, it would just help us to keep coming to you. The needs are always there. A lot of times we have more month than we have money, but sometimes the Lord just provides for us in ways that we don't even understand. But if you don't have any funds, we want to hear from you anyway. That's the important thing. Let us know that you're praying for us. Send any mail. If you have a check or money you already want to include, send it payable to the power of Pentecost. Send any mail to Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And I'll give you that contact information, or at least part of it, at the end. And if you miss it, it'd be good for you to call your radio station, let them know that you enjoy the power of Pentecost, and they can give you our contact information also if you would like to do that. All right, praise the Lord. Have your Bible open in just a little while to Luke chapter 2 and also to 2 Timothy chapter 3. All right, here's a great one. We're going to slow it down just a little bit. Without Him. Without Him I could do nothing. Without Him I'd surely fail. Without Him I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Do not turn Him away. Without Him I'd be enslaved. Without Him life would be hopeless. But with Jesus, thank God, I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know Him today? Do not turn Him away, oh Jesus. Jesus, grasp that thought today. If you're unsaved, without him, how lost I would be. And without Jesus, just think about this, how lost you really are. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 7, this has to do with the Christmas story. But then I'm going over into Paul's writing into Timothy. But we're going to start here. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Yes, Christ is crowded out many places. And we ask ourselves that question today. Why is Christ crowded out? Something that is crowded out is usually squeezed out of place because someone tries to put something else in where it is. Something similar to that. You can decide that. You can figure that out. You can realize just how something can be crowded out so easily. But Christ was crowded out when he came to this earth to be the Savior of mankind. And he is crowded out today in different ways, but in ways that are just as real. Social pressures today. If we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Social pressures. Many today fail to take their stand before God because of social pressures. They give in to Satan for fear of losing their possession, losing their positions, or losing their popularity. But we must give Christ first place in our lives and not allow social pressures to crowd him out. We cannot replace what Christ has done for us, and we cannot replace him in our lives by trying to squeeze something else in and lessen his room and force him to leave. If we are fearless and faithful and fruitful for him, the Bible says he will be our helper. We can boldly say, the Lord is our helper. He will be our guide, and he will be our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Bible says that a brother is born for adversity, but a friend sticketh closer than a brother. And one of the characteristics of a friend is that a friend loveth at all times. You really go through life with about 5 friends. There are many people that you call your friend, and they may be friendly, and you may be friendly to them. But you know, a friend sticketh closer than a brother. A friend will be there when things are going south, if you please. When the adversity and when the conflict, and even though the friend might not agree with you sometimes, he stays with you. He sticketh closer than a brother, and he continues to love you at all times. There is not anything that can break his love for you because he is your friend. We have a lot of people that we call friends, but really they do not meet the Bible definition of being a friend. Not only do social pressures crowd out Christ, but secular pleasures have that effect also. Traitors, heady, high-minded, 2 Timothy 3 and 4, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We live in a pleasure-mad world. Millions are seeking something to satisfy the longings and the emptiness in their souls. But the scripture teaches us that he satisfieth the longing soul, and he filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Praise God. God will never leave you empty, but he came to fill you with his Spirit. Worldly pleasures do not bring real joy and contentment. worldly pleasures, crowd out the Christ who can give you true happiness and satisfaction, leaving an inner void, and they will leave a disappointment. But Christ Jesus that I'm talking about today, I want to introduce you to this friend of mine. He will give you lasting pleasure. And to all those who will accept him as Savior and Lord of their life will realize that this is not just for a time period, but it is for eternity. It's not like a term life insurance policy or something that has a limited time span or a limited lifespan or a limited guarantee, some of those things that we're so familiar with, but lasting pleasures that last for eternity. Let's look to Jesus today. And if you don't know him as your Savior, don't turn him away. He's pleading for you. You're almost persuaded. He wants you to come just as you are, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come. You don't have to go home and change clothes. You don't have to, do a bunch of other things to prepare to have your soul redeemed and to repent of your sins. You need to come just as you are. You don't need to quit a bunch of sin before you repent, but if you'll come and repent of that sin, Christ can deliver you and set you free. In 2 Timothy 3:6, he said, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins and led away with divers lust." Immoral standards have crowded Christ out of millions of lives. Illicit sex and adultery, homosexuality, and among other things, have invaded and have polluted our world. But remember, God's promises never failed. He has never failed in one of his promises. He has promised to judge those who commit such sins. And remember that every man will stand before God and be judged. Prayer and faith are what helps the Christians in our godly, pure living, in our holy living. It only comes about by prayer and faith. It is where our help comes from. Our help cometh from the Lord, and we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Ye are the temple of God, the Bible teaches us, and the temple of God is to be holy, and God does not abide in any unclean temple. Selfish pursuits, for men shall be lovers. Verse 2, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous and boasters and proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Temporal possessions crowd out Christ out of the lives of millions of people. The pursuit of earthly wealth is consuming our lives, and it seems to be the objective of many people. But remember, we must give Christ the prime time. We must give him first place in our lives. We must love him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. We read that in the Word of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, your soul, your strength, your mind, and we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. We'll conclude this message another time. Thank you for worshiping with us. Go to church somewhere to the next service. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.